Good morning and welcome back to the program. It is 5:38. Let's jump in and do a little sports. If you would, sir, please give us the official sports before I go off on my tangent.
Well, there's a great picture making the round online of the Brewers-Cubs game yesterday. Mark Reynolds hit a home run.
Yeah.
It would have landed on Waveland Avenue over the left field bleachers at Wrigley Field, but an older gentleman sitting in the last row brought his glove to the game and reached up and snagged it and almost took himself over the fence and out of the stadium.
Whoops.
His wife sitting next to him looking on in horror as he leans back and makes a spectacular catch but almost kills himself.
I saw this on TV last night when it was live. He's in the very last row of the bleachers. And at Wrigley Field, beyond the bleachers is the street. Waveland Avenue is out there.
Right.
And this ball is headed for the street. There's a chain-link fence, like, at the back of the bleachers. He's up against the chain-link fence, and he is standing on the bleacher where you would normally sit.
So he's trusting that the chain-link fence will hold him?
Right.
And he leans back against this chain-link fence, and he catches the ball.
Makes the grab. Now, the tradition at Wrigley Field is when the other team hits a home run, you throw the ball back. Did he throw the ball back on the field?
There's a little story about that, too. This guy... Some of the people in the bleachers, because they want to keep the ball. I mean, what better souvenir from a ball game than, hey, I got a real Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them bring their own dumpy balls, and that's what they throw back on.
No, that doesn't count.
That's what he did.
Ah, he pulled a fake ball out of his pocket.
And because they're showing the replay of this, because he almost took a header onto the street below him.
Everybody sees him doing that.
Everyone sees that he brought his own dumpy ball that he threw back onto the field and kept the home run ball.
And they're booing, probably.
I'm not sure everyone knew it at the time in the ballpark, but on TV, everyone saw what was happening.
Well, it's what that kid did. Remember, there was a kid that caught a ball and gave it to a cute woman behind him, and it was like, hey, baby. He didn't give her the ball he caught. He gave her the one he had in his sweater or something.
There was also something creepy about last night's broadcast. Brian Anderson is the Brewers' television play-by-play guy.
Right.
His color analyst is Bill Schroeder. Bill Schroeder's very good, good baseball guy. Bill Schroeder had to leave in the middle of the game because of some surgery that he had a few days ago on his thumb or on his hand. And apparently it's become infected. This is some secondary infection.
Oh,
it was only mentioned about a dozen times during the broadcast, but why Bill Schroeder left in the middle of the ball
game.
Did
they show pictures of it? Did they take a picture of his infected thumb?
This is by far the most talked about infected thumb of all time.
Pardon me, but I have to leave. I have an oozing incision.
But it seemed like Bill Schroeder's not here today.
Well, they probably wanted to explain that, it's not an emergency, it's like...
Well, did you hear what CBS Sports is thinking about doing?
No. What are they thinking about doing?
They are developing an all-female sports talk show.
Saw this, and Jenny Dell, who worked for Nesson out in Boston, is going to be the lead anchor, I believe, on this station.
It's going to be something like a mix of The View and Pardon the Interruption on ESPN.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is interesting if it is women talking about men's sports. Look. In our lifetime, the number of women who follow football has gone up a lot.
I think it's going to be women talking about all sports, talking to other women, I think, is what it's aimed at, to maybe explain some sports to women who maybe aren't big fans.
So it's not like women talking about sports we don't care about, like the WNBA or the Women's Golf League.
Apparently,
or something
that you don't care about.
They're going to cover everything, NFL, NBA, baseball,
and
hockey.
Jenny Dell is a legitimate sports reporter. She's been working in the Boston area for years. So she's covered the Red Sox and done other traditional male sports reporting gigs. So.
And then, they'll talk about ladies' sports, too. They'll talk about the WNBA. They'll talk about the LPGA. They'll talk about soccer. They'll cover those sports.
Where were these girls who followed football when I was in high school and college? Where were they?
I don't know.
We have girls now that can run the Fantasy Football League, that can put together their draft and break down defenses as good as the guys.
Well, remember, Condi Rice was looked at, and they said, hey, you want to be NFL commissioner?
Talked about as a possible NFL commissioner, right?
Okay, so the NBA apparently has fined the Toronto Raptors $25,000.
Right.
Did you hear about this?
Tampering, yes.
Yes.
By Drake. The rapper, Drake.
Yes. Drake apparently told Kevin Durant at a recent gig in Toronto that he should sign with the Raptors when he's a free agent in 2016.
You can't do that.
But the team wanted him to get a message to one of the players?
Drake told the crowd, quote, "Before we leave, I just want to show one of my brothers something. My brother Kevin Durant was kind enough to come to the show tonight and watch us." I want him to see what would happen if he came to play in Toronto. Let him know what would happen. The crowd went nuts, you know, and started chanting KD, not KD Lang either. The problem is, last summer, the Raptors formally named Drake their global ambassador.
So he works for the team, which makes it illegal for him to do something like this. You can't tamper with players who were under contract.
If he was simply just an entertainer and not connected.
Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously, global ambassador, is that really – I mean, is that
– Well, Drake can, you know, doing concerts all over the world. He can go on stage wearing Toronto Raptors gear, probably make some money in other countries by doing that.
So, since Drake is affiliated with the Raptors, Kevin is still under contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder. The league deemed it a violation of their anti-tampering rules, cha-ching, $25,000. And, of course, there's an article in Britain – on BBC publication online, they are calling for Tony Stewart to be arrested and imprisoned for life.
For life.
For life.
Saying because that this was premeditated murder, that he actually that he drove into the guy on purpose and was looking to do that.
Yeah, they are just going nuts about this. And you know how they are. Oh, the American violence is just horrible. Oh, shut up. It was an accident. I've looked at the video a dozen times now, and there was an explanation, and I don't know if this is entirely true, but it's logical. The explanation is that these cars are set up to make hard left turns. They're not really set up for turning right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know the jokes, left, left, left.
Right.
That may have had a contributing factor of him not being able to properly maneuver out of this guy's way. I don't think that there was any criminal intent. I don't think there was any intent at all.
There was a witness who was quoted yesterday in one of the news stories we had that said he believes it was intentional. He was there, he saw it, and he believes that Tony Stewart actually steered into the guy on purpose.
Well.
Now, the DA's office and the sheriff's department have said, I believe the sheriff's office is not going to file any charges. So apparently that's where the legal ramifications would die at this point.
Yeah, that it's up to them. If there's going to be criminal charges, it's up to them to bring them. If they decide not to pursue it, then it's a done deal.
The bottom line in all of this is you can't get in someone's mind, and we'll never know for sure.
That's true. That's very, very true. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Anything else? Anything else at all? You guys feeling okay? No, I think I'm recovering from my Ebola.
Really?
I think so. I think I'm going to pull through.
Your color's better, I guess. Of course, how could we tell?
A message from the Centers for Disease Control.
We here at the CDC recognize your concern about us bringing people with Ebola virus to American soil. Now, despite the popular culture obsession with what we call contagion outbreak porn, you have no need for concern, despite movies like Outbreak.
The fate of the nation, perhaps the world, is in our hands.
Dora Andromeda Strain.
Andromeda will spread everywhere. They'll never be rid of it.
12 Monkeys.
I am simply trying to help the people in the present trace the path of the virus.
And World War Z.
You want to help your family? Let's figure out how we stop this.
You have nothing to worry about. The same government who brought you the enormously effective Obamacare website, the awesome VA healthcare system, our rock-solid southern border, and the NSA want to assure you we'll take care of this with the same amount of government competency and professionalism. So rest assured, you are safe.
For more information, check out cdc.org and rest easy knowing your government is in charge.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.